with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. Taking a look at your NCAA Top 25 men's college basketball scores last night, it was second-ranked Florida handily defeating Oklahoma 85-63. And in an equally easy fashion, it was fifth-ranked Houston defeating Arizona State 80-65. Iowa State a winner over Colorado 79-65. But there were two upsets of the ranked Texas teams. 21st-ranked Mississippi State defeated 7th-ranked Texas A&M 70-54, and unranked TCU defeated 9th-ranked Texas Tech 69-66. 11th-ranked Wisconsin, a winner over Illinois. It was 14th-ranked Michigan State, tripping up 13th-ranked Purdue 75-66. 15th-ranked Marquette, a winner over Seton Hall 80-56. And in a huge upset, BYU defeated 23rd-ranked Kansas 91-57. This is SRN Sports. The NBA resumes its regular season tonight when the Hornets take on the Lakers. Looking ahead to the run for the playoffs, every club has between 26 and 30 games remaining in the sprint to the April 13th finish line for the regular season. Even lower seeds have hope if they make the cut. In the last 2 years, teams seeded from 5 to 8 have made their way to the conference finals. In the NHL, the general manager of Team USA in the Four Nations Faceoff Tournament says he'd welcome a visit from President Trump to the championship game tomorrow night between the U.S. and Canada. And the U.S. Tennis Association says participation in the sport has grown to 2.7 million people last year, the fifth consecutive year of growth. The association wants to have 35 million players by 2035. And next year's Winter Olympics in Milan has faced a headache, having to avert a transport strike at an official test event. This is SRN Sports.